a passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver, Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show. Here, the first Thursday of the month, we are doing, as we always do the first Thursday of the month, neutral news. And neutral news means that none other than Matt Connerton comes to play. And we pick a topic, any number of topics, and as we do that, we try to see if we can bring you the truth as much as we can. Because there's just a lot of fake stuff going on out there. And everything seems to be getting twisted. And it seems to become the fact of we're getting presented a lot of subjective information as if it's objective. This has been a damaging thing that has been going on for decades now in our education system, where children are often told something as a truth instead of an opinion. They're therefore confusing what is real and what is not real. We find that it is very well established in Washington to take many a subjective things and state them as truth, as it is in our media and most of our organizations, from our great churches to our corporations and society in general. We think if we say it long enough, loud enough, and persistently enough, and sometimes if we're enough of a clown saying it, or we have a certain moniker that we may be carrying at any given time, like senator or rep or governor or even president, that somehow that all of our lies should be accepted as truth. It's become quite popular. Here on Neutral News, we're going to do our best to try to present you facts as we can find them. And it's not always easy. So, Matt, are you there?
I am here, yes.
So, how are you doing these days, Mr.? How goes the new show? You have the show that's 2 hours of live on air raucous conversation that happens at drive time. How's that going for you?
Yes, going very well. We're actually on vacation this week, so this week it's been a best of, and then we'll be back at it live on Monday. But yes, Matt Connerton Unleashed in the Afternoon, which is weekdays 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on WMNH 95.3 FM right here in Manchester, New Hampshire. But you can also stream it on WMNHradio.org. And we do focus mostly on national issues. So even if you're listening from somewhere else in the country, you know, it's not just about Manchester, even though it's on a local station. So WMNHradio.org. And then there is a replay later on IPMNation.com as well. It's been exciting times in Manchester. Lots of scandals. So even when we do talk about local stuff, it's still riveting and fascinating because politics in Manchester, New Hampshire, is quite the cesspool. We actually in Manchester we made national. I don't know if you saw this, Dr. Kevin. Manchester, New Hampshire made the national news with a scandal regarding a cover-up of a rape that happened at West High School, that it would appear our mayor Theodore Gatsis, because it happened in the midst of a re-election campaign that he was running, he tried to have this particular rape not reported to the public. So, and that's actually made the national media. Usually they only care about us every 4 years when it's primary time, but we're just the gem of the country with this recent story. So I don't know if you've seen that or not, but that is one of the exciting local things. When we do talk about something local, we talk about scandal, and I think wherever you are, you should be able to appreciate a good scandal.
So what I'm going to do is, because I know that you had some unexpected last-minute things that you had to do, so I know that you're not at home in front of your computer. Give
Yes,
me.
we've had a kerfuffle, yes.
Yes, you had a kerfuffle. So give me the www in order to lock in with your drive time show.
Yes, WMNHradio.org.
WMNH radio.org.
Yes.
And people can stream it live or listen to other things there. There we
Yes.
go. We
Yes.
now have you on the Dr. Kevin Show website.
Wonderful.
And
And
so that you
I
can
should
go ahead.
I should just mention too, not only does WMNH stream live at that site, but there's also a complete archive of every show that airs there. So even if you're interested in my show, but you don't get to hear it live, it goes up and it's available on the site, usually within about 30 minutes after I sign off. So, and then you can listen to it at your leisure. And
Okay.
I recommend people listening while doing leisurely things. Particularly, I'm told it's great for when you're playing tennis. I don't know why, but people like it with tennis.
Well, it could be that they like it with tennis because they can put some extra energy and the energy of incredible, you've got to be kiddings and frustrations and all sorts of stuff into the show. I mean, into their serve, into their so it winds them up.
I think you're
That's
right,
why I
Dr.
think.
Kevin. Yes, I'm going to work that into the marketing.
Yes. If you need some
I'll give you credit.
extra energy, if you need some extra energy here to improve the power of your tennis serve, we'll give you plenty of faces to paint on those tennis balls.
Yes, I like it. Maybe
See?
a CNN logo for our Republican listeners. We can put a CNN logo on the tennis balls.
Oh my. So, what did you think about that? Talking about a kerfuffle, there was definitely a kerfuffle. Do you think something like that encourages violence? And is it, and in your opinion, and we are, and see, now we're very clear here. We do ask and express opinions, but we say opinion, not fact. In your opinion,
Yes.
Matt, do you think that that incident incited violence or invited violence? And do you think it's
So
an appropriate thing?
you're talking about the
Go ahead.
tweet, Trump's tweet?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I have actually, and I'm not one to typically defend our president very often, but I must tell you, so there were a couple of tweets recently that were pretty controversial. Now, the tweet about Mika Brzezinski, I thought was disgusting and just reprehensible, and pretty low even for Trump. But I have to tell you, so then I think it was a couple of days later, the CNN tweet, and of course everyone has seen it by now, but it includes video footage of him. Basically, doing what in wrestling is called a sidewalk slam. That's the name of the move that he does to Vince McMahon in the video. But in the video, and it's from WrestleMania 23, but in the video, McMahon's face is overlaid with the CNN logo. So it looks like Trump is sort of tackling CNN. I actually I'm not upset about that tweet. Everyone gets upset. They think it incites violence against the media. I have a different perspective. I actually thought that tweet was clever and funny, but it's all about perspective and what prism you see things through. I'm a lifelong wrestling fan, so to me, I just see that as silly it's not real violence. It's not somebody really beating somebody up. It's somebody, it's Trump pretending to beat up Vince McMahon with the CNN logo over him. I actually thought it was funny. But again, as a wrestling fan, I'm apt to see something like that as a little bit differently. And when I saw it, it never even occurred to me that it encouraged violence against the media. I just thought, oh, somebody thought it would be funny to put the CNN logo over Vince McMahon's head, so it looks like Trump is beating up CNN. That's kind of funny. So I, even though most of Trump's tweets I'm horrified by, that particular tweet, I was actually amused by. I didn't want to be, because I wanted to continue to be angry with him over the Mika Brzezinski tweet, which, again, I think is beyond reprehensible. But the CNN tweet, I didn't mind it. I didn't mind it at all, and I think people are actually taking it a little bit too seriously.
Well, you know, one of the questions out there is, does this lower the dignity? And I don't know if how the dignity of the office of president can get any lower than what Trump's already done to it.
Agreed.
But does it continue to lower the dignity of the president that when he tweets something out as president of the United States, that he owes the United States a certain level of professionalism or respect? I mean, do these tweets disrespect the American people when he gets into this kind of rolling in the muck and mud?
Well, the Mika Brzezinski tweet, I think, is you know, anyone who's a Trump supporter, and of course, Trump supporters love all of this. I would say there's nothing Trump could do. Oh, I hear the music.
Oh, you heard it before I did. Oh, my.
Oh, really?
Be right back.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Mother, Mother Ocean.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. West Indian manatees are one of the most unique animals on Earth, and we're still finding out so many new things about them. But manatees are endangered, and many of them are killed or injured each year because of watercraft collisions or other human activities. You can help save these gentle marine mammals. For free tips on what you can do, call Save the Manatee Club at 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show. This is our first Thursday of the month. It is our Neutral News Thursday, where we try to make sure if we express an opinion that we clearly say this is an opinion, and when we get our hands on some facts, we try to put the facts out there. I'm here with, as I am the first Thursday of every month, with none other than Matt Connerton. Matt, hi.
Hi.
You still there? Hi.
I am.
If you would like to be part of the conversation, this is... Go ahead.
I was going to say, that's my new way of saying hello. I'm going to do that from now on. I hope it's not annoying. I'm just going to be like, hi.
Hi.
No, hi. Yeah. Do you like it?
Huh? You've got, but you have to wave three fingers when you say it.
You'll get used to it.
Hi.
Three fingers?
Yeah.
Why three?
The thumb and the pinky stay stationary. The other three fingers kind of wave a little bit when you go it. Hi. When we're in person next time, I'll make sure you're doing it right.
Okay. Huh. All right. I can do that.
Okay.
I'm practicing right now. I got three fingers. Okay.
Don't let me see you move the thumb or the pinky. That's your
fingers. No. I'm going to pretend they're glued together. Right. Oh, they're yeah. I gotcha.
There. Hi. Okay. So
I'm going to draw it so I remember.
This is a live call-in show. If you'd like to be part of the conversation, you may call us in at 202-570-7057. Again, that's 202-570-7057. Or you can come to facebook.com/mydrkevin, M-Y-D-R-K-E-V-I-N. And you will find a reference to this show. You will find a link through to, if you'd like to catch Matt's drive-through show, his drive-in show. Your show is driving in again. I hope you get a good burger and fries.
I think that's show, taken.
Monday through Friday, like 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go ahead, Matt. Don't interrupt me while I'm trying to promote you. Huh?
I think Guy Fieri does a show called Drive-Ins or something.
Oh, okay. Okay. Remember, when I'm in the middle of promoting you, you have to save your humor till afterwards. Got it?
I have to save what?
You have to save your humor till afterwards.
Oh, yes. Save my humor, yes.
Okay, so you thought that the Trump tweet, you thought that the one against Morning Joe, whose ratings have, shot up ever since then.
Of course.
Mistakenly, Trump just took what he considers one of his biggest media enemies and gave him better ratings. But so how does punching out CNN compare to the comedian that had Trump's head cut off?
How does it compare?
Yeah. One was horrified and she lost millions of dollars of contract and she was shamed on it and it was horrible. I think it was a comedic statement. I listen to the Morning Joe or I see read the Morning Joe tweet and I see some of the other things he goes and I'm like, really? And this woman gets beat up for it? What do you think?
Well, I mean, he should certainly be held to a different standard. He's the president. And the thing is, he's constantly punching down. He's the president. He's the most powerful man in the world, in theory, right? He's leader of the free world. And yet he's tweeting about a woman bleeding from a facelift. I'm all opinion this week because of the kerfuffle. I have nothing prepared as far as hard news. So I'll just give you my opinions. I believe he's mentally ill. There's something deeply wrong with this man. And obviously he's not going to change. He's 71 years old. So there's anyone who thinks that any day now he's going to get it together and grow up and be a mature person who's prepared for the gravitas that in theory should come with being president, he's not going to change at this stage of the game. He thinks this is what got him here. He thinks this is what's going to keep him here. And a third of the country is fine with it. If you break it up, this is kind of hyper simplifying the math, but if you figure two thirds of the country voted, and of those two-thirds, half of them voted for Trump, half of them voted for Hillary. And again, a little bit more voted for Hillary technically, but I'm just being very basic and rough with the math. So that means that a third of the country voted for Trump. And the thing about Trump supporters is there's nothing he can do that will disappoint them. Once someone has decided they like Trump, they support him, there's nothing he can do that they won't excuse away. And what I find so deeply disturbing about that is these people are fine with the most powerful person in the world picking on a woman, saying something. I mean, you know, I think we can, in any other context, I think most of us would agree that when a powerful man picks on a woman like that about anything to do with her looks or anything like that, it's low class, it's low brow, and I dare say in the modern era, qualifies as cyberbullying, which, of course, Melania Trump allegedly, because she announced 4 months ago, she has this anti-cyberbullying initiative. Meanwhile, her husband is the biggest cyberbullier on the planet. What Trump supporters, what I wish they would figure out is, you know, I get it. Oh, Mika's a member of the media and she criticized Trump and whatnot, so therefore they think she's fair game. She is fair game for criticism. She's not fair game for somebody talking about her bleeding from her face. But you know, I would ask Trump supporters, do you really want, if you have daughters, do you want somebody talking about, if one of your daughters criticized Trump, do you want Trump talking about your daughter that way? Or if you have sons, do you really want your sons growing up believing that this is perfectly fine to publicly speak about and shame women this way? This disgusting behavior? But apparently they're fine with it. So a third of the country thinks this is just fine. So that's it. We've gone completely into the gutter. And if a third of the country's okay with it, then I guess that's just kind of the new reality. That's the new normal. So, sorry, I ranted a bit there, but
it's okay. You're invited to rant. So that I want to talk about is I want to talk about the difference between impeachment and the 25th Amendment, because mm-hmm. I'm sure you're aware that there was this huge, I'm going to say huge, but I don't have the actual numbers, but trending was the whole 25th Amendment now.
yeah.
And that goes back to the fact that more and more people, they're avoiding some of his shenanigans. He's cutting a very fine line about whether he's done impeachable offenses or not. And that is still yet to be seen because that's being investigated. But the 25th Amendment mm-hmm. is a completely different thing.
Yes.
You know, and so there's a difference between impeaching a president, because an impeached president can continue to serve. Clinton was
right,
impeached.
And like Bill Clinton, yes, yes. Yeah, and that's something, it's good that you point that out, because a lot of people don't realize that. They think impeachment is removal, and it's not. Impeachment can lead to removal, but it doesn't necessarily, and a lot of people don't realize that. That they're actually two different things. To be completely honest with you, I didn't know that until the impeachment of Bill Clinton. Up until that point, I thought impeachment meant removal.
And, you know, this is saying that there is enough evidence that the president is mentally unstable and needs to be removed from office.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, the problem is nobody has the guts to stand up to Trump. I mean, when you have members of his own party, and look, I understand a handful of Republicans took to Twitter after the Mika Brzezinski tweet and expressed their personal disgust, but it was the same handful that so far, because I guess they have nothing particular to lose, have bothered to. It wasn't like there was this huge groundswell of criticism from the right. I think Republicans generally are okay with whatever he does. And, you know, this president had Sarah Huckabee Sanders, a woman, go out and talk to the press corps and is actually defend the Mika Brzezinski tweet. So, you know, talk about the death of feminism, huh? So in order for the 25th Amendment to work, his own cabinet and members of his own party have to be willing to stand up to him and say he has to go. And I have no faith that any of these people have the guts, have the intestinal fortitude to do what needs to be done. So I think it's a fantasy. I don't think it's ever going to happen.
So what do you think he would do that would be so crazy that they would have no choice?
I don't know if there is anything. Quite seriously, I mean, I don't know if there is anything. I feel as though Trump has some secret ability to mass hypnotize people to believe that he walks on water and can do no wrong, and that nothing he does, no matter how insane, can ever be questioned. And everybody is required to just whistle past the graveyard. I don't know if there's anything, Dr. Kevin. I really don't. I mean, I've said on my show more than once, and I'm only half kidding when I say this. If Trump got us into a nuclear war, if there were Trump supporters who actually survived it, they would be sitting around afterward talking about what a great and courageous leader Trump was for having the guts to get us into a nuclear confrontation. It's just incredible.
Well, as you know, because we're in There's the Sound, and we'll be right back with the Dr. Kevin Show.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing and a summer evening. It's everybody over for Sunday dinner and your family sleeping in their own beds at night. Making home affordable is a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Hello, hello, hello. And welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show here on the first Thursday of the month, which we call Neutral News, where I'm here with Matt Connerton, who is the host of, what is the official name of your show? Is it Matt Connerton Unleashed that you're doing
on
the radio?
Oh, yes.
Hi.
Yes. Well, well, it's officially now it's Matt Connerton Unleashed in the afternoon. Because it's afternoon drive, so we try to really drive that home, so to speak. See what I did there? Drive that home. Yes.
Yes. So Do you get tied back up after sunset then, when the afternoon is over? Do you get leashed?
Not right after sunset, but yeah, usually a little later in the evening. Yeah, you know, around 9 p.m. Yep.
We leash you back up.
Then it's time to put me away. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So there are two other things I want to comment on, and then unless you have anything else to comment on, I have a conversation that I started on the Facebook page. I put out there. One is, I'd like to get, you know, you watch this stuff like a hawk. You talk about it on your shows all the time. Stuff like this. What do you think of the way that Trump handled? Well, we don't know that there weren't other people involved, and you know, in this whole election investigation thing. What's going on with that? I'm asking an opinion here.
Oh, where they're asking for the for voter information of all the states?
No.
Are you talking about that?
No, the statement that he just made over in Poland that basically played down and semi-negated the fact that the Russia got involved in our election.
Was this today? Because I missed the yep. specific statement, but he tried to basically, that's kind of what he's always done. I mean, that's nothing new. He's always trying to downplay that because he doesn't want to look like, had it not been for that, he would have lost, which may not be the case. I mean, you can't prove it. It's like trying to prove a negative, but he said this in Poland.
Yep.
I do know that there's a lot of concern because going into that G20 meeting, he's going to have his first private meeting face-to-face with Vladimir Putin. And there is concern that Trump is going into that Trump's going to go into that phone, and that because Trump has publicly taken the tact that there really isn't much that the Russians did that influenced the election. And there's concern that, you know, Trump isn't going to hold Putin accountable for the hacking, which Putin himself, I don't think he's come right out and said it, but acknowledged that they did it. But he's made comments like, you know, even a child could have hacked the DNC. So he's pretty much with a wink and a nod taking credit for it. But if Trump goes into that meeting with Putin with the same attitude that he's projected publicly, that it's no big deal, then there's a concern that Putin, who's known as being a master manipulator, is going to be able to just easily roll Trump. But I wasn't aware of that specific statement that Trump made in Poland, but I'm not surprised by it because it is consistent with the Trump administration narrative.
President Trump, this is in Warsaw. President Trump again cast a skeptical eye on the intelligence community assessment that Russia interfered with the 2016 presidential election, saying Thursday while on a visit to Poland that nobody really knows for sure what happened.
Right. Well, I mean, hey, at least he's consistent. Sometimes Trump is stunningly inconsistent. On this, he's been consistent. I mean, you know, everybody disagrees with him. But he's certainly staying on message when it comes to this. One of the few areas where I suppose he's shown some actual discipline.
And there are massive protests out in Germany ahead of the G20, summit meeting. Like there's been 2 days of riots and all sorts of stuff going on. So I just wanted to bring that up and again, we don't have any new facts for you, except for the fact of there is something when you have your four pretty much largest security agencies all agreeing on the fact that something happened. And
oh, yeah.
Your president is siding with the enemy. It should make people shake their head.
Well, it is a strange dynamic when you have the president just openly, so skeptically talking about our own intelligence agencies. I mean, that's unprecedented, really. I mean, it's one thing to say, well, this is the intelligence assessment, I'm not so sure. But it's another thing when the entire intelligence community in unison is saying, look, this is what the Russians did. And the president is still saying, well, I don't know. They get things wrong. Can I really trust them? It is a very, I can't think of another example that we've seen like this in history.
It would be kind of sort of like in Watergate when they listened to the tapes, Nixon trying to convince people that it was really Rich Little talking.
Right.
Okay. So again, we're going to see how ludicrous this country is allowing to let this president be before they call him back. Are you still thinking that this could reshape Congress in the next set of elections the way we're going, or is it too far out to make that call yet?
Well, the thing is, it's difficult to know what the Trump effect may be, because typically when the midterm elections happen, whichever party does not have the White House usually makes major gains. I mean, that's just kind of the natural swing of the pendulum in terms of who's in control. The only example that I know of it, at least in my lifetime, where that did not happen was in George W. Bush's first term. In 2002, the Democrats, I don't remember if they picked up any seats, but they did not win back full control of Congress. And most people think that that's because it was right after 9/11, and there was this general sort of attitude, well, you have to support the president, so and he's a Republican, so you have to support Republicans. But in any other year, the midterms always go against whichever party currently occupies the White House. So the Dems are going to pick up seats no matter what. It would be stunning if they didn't. But it's so difficult to know, is Trump going to cause them to pick up more seats than usual? John McCain made a comment recently. He's very concerned about Republicans losing control of the House. But it's probably unlikely. Actually, I don't know if it's even mathematically possible this time around for them to lose control of the Senate. But I do think they'll lose control of the House. I do think that the Dems will win back the House in the midterms.
Okay. So we're going to wait and see what goes on for that part of it. I don't think I have any other Trump news to talk about, though I'm loathing to even put that much energy. Did you see, and you may not have because this just came out, and here's another interesting thing, and I'm going to, again, because I don't have any more additional facts, and frankly, as you may remember, July 4th is my birthday, so I was not working.
And happy birthday. Happy belated birthday, Dr. Kevin.
Thank you. Thank you. I always say being born on the 4th of July means I came in with a bang. I'm going to go out with a bang, and I'm going to bang my way all the way through.
Okay.
That's what it means to be born on the 4th. So, but Walter Shaw Jr., do you know who I'm talking about?
Walter Shaw Jr., no.
He is the director of the U.S. Office of Government Ethics. He resigned today.
Really? Interesting.
In working with the current administration, it has become clear to me that we need improvements to the existing ethics program.
Really? That's what he said?
Yep.
Wow. No kidding. Good for him.
He goes on to say, the great privilege and honor of my career has been to lead the OGE staff and community of ethics officials and federal executive branch. This guy has served through three presidents. They are committed to protecting the principles that the public is a public service is a public trust, requiring employees to place loyalty to the Constitution, the laws, and the ethical principles above private gains. He's leaving his position 6 months before his term as director was scheduled to end. He's been, I didn't know any of this. I find this very fascinating, and I am going to, I do want to give credit to BuzzFeed because I'm reading this right from BuzzFeed. So I'm sharing it, but I'm giving them the credit for it. Because this just happened. This happened at, it showed up at 5:58. This just happened.
Wow, breaking news.
Breaking news here on the Dr. Kevin Show.
Right
after November, he started, they actually started tweeting, like, at Real Donald Trump. The OGE is delighted that you decided to divest your business's right decision. At Real Donald Trump, bravo. Only way to resolve these conflicts of interest is to divest. Good call. So he did a whole series.
Was it sarcasm?
of sarcasm done in a Donald Trump tweeting style.
Oh, that's great. Wow, that's funny.
They asked if CBS News asked him if they thought the president and his family were using the office to enrich themselves. Schaub said he can't know what their intention is, but said there is an appearance that businesses are profiting from his occupying the presidency. Appearance matters as much as reality. So,
well, I've often said there's a phrase that Trump ought to learn, and it's the appearance of impropriety. But Trump has no use for such phrases or ideas.
Nope. So he is taking up. Schaub was quoted saying, "Statement: I look forward to working with that aim." He has taken on a. He's accepted. What was it? He has taken over a new agency. And I will. I'll let you know exactly what that will be because I just found it when we get back. Because there's our music.
Okay.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape, and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show. And this week we're doing, as we do the first Thursday, Neutral News with Matt Connerton from Matt Connerton Unleashed in the afternoon, where he has a drive time show from 4 to 6 Eastern Standard Time, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you go to facebook.com/mydrkevin, we have the link if you want to hear the show live or if you want to hear any of the archives. You can also go there if you want to read about tonight's show, which we haven't got to what I'm going to talk about, or you want to comment. We are a live call-in show, so don't hesitate to pick up the phone and dial 202-570-7057. And in doing that, your opinion, voice, thoughts gets heard. So, Schwab, we're talking about Schwab, who just, head of the government ethics committee, and who said, as I said before, in working with the current administration, it has become clear to me that we need improvements to the existing ethics program. He has been taken a job to join the Campaign Legal Center, a nonpartisan watchdog and government ethics group, as a senior director. And his, he went on to say, I look forward to working with toward that aim at Campaign Legal Center, as well as working on ethics reforms at all levels of government.
Yeah. Huh. Wow.
So he's become a senior member at a watchdog group that now he can go after the Trump administration. I mean, you read between the lines, it's pretty clear.
Right.
Couldn't get anywhere on the inside, was tired of getting frustrated, and now he's going to become that administration's, well, I'd say worst nightmare, but they got so many going, it's hard to give anyone that placement. So any thoughts on that, besides interesting?
Yeah, it's surprising. Dr. Kevin, can I call you right back? I'm sorry, I know we're live on the air. Can I call you right back?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
So now we're going to move on to our next topic. And if you came to facebook.com/mydrkevin, and I'm going to explain why we're visiting this topic again when Matt gets back. But I know that Matt will be back briefly. I know that he's, again, had a bit of a kerfuffle just before we were to go on air. But being the professional he is, he twisted himself in a knot and made sure that he was there on time. If you go to my facebook.com/mydrkevin, you will see where I have referred to something called Founding Fathers. We are not a Christian nation. Recently, I observed again this false hoopla, this fake news that we were founded as a Christian nation. We were not founded as a Christian nation, and many of the Founding Fathers were very leery of Christianity. In some cases, they had less than nice things to say about Christianity. And I think that we need to not let that falsehood, we need to not, first of all, allow that lie to stand out there, and then allow the other children to hear that lie. And we need to do and say that it's not, it was not founded as a Christian nation. There is an article there that I shared that people can read if they would like to. John Adams, one of our founding fathers, wrote, "The government of the United States is not in any sense founded on the Christian religion." Franklin, who considered himself more of a deist than anything, said, "Here is my creed. I believe in one God, creator of the universe, that he governs it by his providence, that he ought to be worshipped, that the most acceptable service we render to him is doing good to his other children, that the soul of man is immortal and will be treated with justice in another life respecting its conduct in this. As for Jesus of Nazareth, I think the system of morals and religion as he left them to us, the best the world ever saw, but I have some doubts to his divinity, though it is a question I do not dogmatism upon, having never studied it, and think it is needless to busy myself with it now, where I expect soon an opportunity of knowing the truth with less trouble." He wrote that 6 weeks before he died. Jefferson said, "Christianity neither is nor ever was a part of the common law." He was referring to England, but he was the one that made sure that we had such things going on, like many, many references to the fact of the separation of church and state. There was four references to under a God. Not Christian, not Jesus, but that there is references to the God of nature. And that the founding fathers did not want this, did not want the problems in Europe and the problems that they saw that happened in those countries where a single religion determined what it was. There, when we look at it, many, the Constitution makes zero references to God or Christianity. The Articles of Confederation talk about the separation of church and state. The Declaration of Independence only refers to laws of nature and of nature's God, supreme judge of the world, their creator, and divine providence. In all four cases, the references to a higher power appeal to the idea of inherent human dignity, never implying a role for a god in government. The Founding Fathers could not be clearer. God has no role in government. I have shared on the website from the HuffPost an article that was done a couple of years back that has a lot of great evidence in quotes. In God We Trust actually didn't show up until the Civil War and just before the Civil War, and some of that had to do with just pandering, because there was a group that wanted to change it and put in a more religious type language, and it was shot down. As always, we always have those people that, in this case, want to say the Civil War was an evidence that God was punishing this country. No different than when Pat Robertson said that God was punishing Haiti or Florida when he had hurricanes. There's many good things in this article that go on and on. Why In God We Trust showed up on our coins, and when Under God was added to the Pledge of Allegiance, because it was not in the original Pledge of Allegiance. And there have been moves at different times to actually take it out of the Pledge of Allegiance. We know that there are, in this moment, more Christians than anything else. We know that the most Catholic, the most thing I got concurrently, that 46.5% of Americans are Protestants, 20.8% are Catholics, 1.6% are Mormons, and 1.7% have various affiliations with other Christian denominations. But that still does not add up to 100%. There are other religions here, and they are not Christian-based religions. There are 19% are Jewish in this country. We have a percent that are Islam. We have another, we have, interestingly, Buddhism. I'm looking to see if I can find that. The estimate number of Buddhists in the United States is between 0.5 and 0.9%. Hinduism, another one that we're looking at, about 2%. Taoism, no religion. We have a group that's not affiliated at all, or agnostics, atheism, and humanism. And they have gone up to about 15% from 8%. So we have significant numbers of people, millions of people, that do not fall in the Christian category. And even when you look at it, the Christians themselves are not a single unit. There are many people that I've talked to over and over again, and you'll see this references that Catholics are not Christians. and yet 20.8% are Catholics. So we were not founded as a Christian nation, and yes, we have a predominance of Christians, but this country was founded for all religious beliefs and no religious beliefs to be equally treated, represented, supported, and recognized. We were not found as a Christian nation, and we are not, from a governmental standpoint, a Christian nation. Christianity has been used as one of the ways in which many times very less than Christian acting people get elected. They'll show off and somehow promote themselves as better, or because they're Christian like you, you should vote for them. But upon looking much closer and looking at the actions, we find that there's very little Christian about it at times. One of my favorite quotes, and I am not Christian, but if you're going to quote Christianity, is, "Judge not, yet ye be judged." Namaste.